Pakistan has expelled 23 Indian nationals working for a PSL broadcast partner in response to rising diplomatic tensions following the recent Pahalgam incident in Indian-administered Kashmir. The Indian staff were part of a technical team contracted by a broadcast company to cover the 10th edition of the Pakistan Super League, PSL, which began on April 11th and is scheduled to run until May 18th. The decision came after Indian streaming platform FanCode suspended PSL live streaming in India and removed all associated video content, including highlights, following the Pahalgam incident. In retaliation, Pakistani authorities ordered the Indian crew to leave the country immediately. The 23 staffers were escorted to the Wagah border under VIP security and sent back to India after completing customs and immigration formalities, a security official confirmed. The move comes as border crossings remain closed amid escalating tensions between the two nuclear-armed neighbors. PSL organizers had granted high-level security to the Indian team, acknowledging their role in international sports coverage. Sources said Indian broadcaster Sony Network, which holds satellite rights for the PSL, may also take similar steps, raising concerns about the future visibility of the league in India. The ejection of Indian media personnel marks a rare but significant shift in sports diplomacy, with analysts warning it could jeopardize cross-border collaborations in upcoming cricket events, including the Asia Cup and Champions Trophy. This tit-for-tat move shows how fragile cricket diplomacy has become between India and Pakistan, a senior sports journalist noted. Earlier, the National Security Committee, NSC, on Thursday, warned that any attempt by India to block water flow into Pakistan would be treated as an act of war. The statement followed a high-level NSC meeting, which also approved the closure of the Wagah border crossing. The measures were announced in response to a series of steps taken by India following a deadly attack in the Pahalgam area of Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, Eojek. A statement issued by the Prime Minister's office expressed concern over the loss of lives and termed India's subsequent measures unilateral, unjust, politically motivated, extremely irresponsible, and devoid of legal merit. The statement said that India's response violates international norms, United Nations Security Council resolutions, and bilateral agreements.